Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Well, greetings today in Jesus' name, in that wonderful name, the name that is above all names. This is day two in the seven-day series this week on Proverbs, and specifically about wisdom. I'm not sure we'll be talking about wisdom the whole time, but we're looking at wisdom, what wisdom is. And here it says, wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. How does wisdom cry in the streets? And what does she say? I wish I could ask you that question and could hear your answer. It would be interesting to hear all the different people that are calling in, listening to this, and find out, how does wisdom cry in the streets? What does everybody think how wisdom cries in the streets? Well, it says, she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates of the city. She uttereth her words. So wisdom is crying out, and it's in those days, in the days of Solomon and that, with the gates of the city, it was significant because that was where judgment was made. That the judge sat there. The king maybe would sit there. Different people. That was where the elders met, and there were things that happened there at the gates of the city. So that was one place that it's talking about here. It also says that in the chief place of concourse, or you know, in the very busy part of the town, in the marketplace, and the place where everybody's walking through, maybe the main square or something like that, wisdom cries in the streets. And it says here, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. So what does wisdom, or how does wisdom cry, and what does she say? She's saying to turn at my reproof. She's saying, how long, you simple ones, will you just continue in your simplicity? And you scorners, how long are you going to just keep walking in the way of being a scorner? And you fools, how long will you be hating knowledge? And she says, wisdom says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Wisdom wants to have a change there in that person's heart. But oftentimes, people who are fools, they just continue to hate knowledge. And people that are scorners continue to scorn. And people that are simple continue to be simple. So how does wisdom cry in the streets? Well, we're going to look at that in a minute, but this, in chapter 1, verse 20 there, where I was reading, that's not the only place that it talks about wisdom crying in the streets. Chapter 8, Proverbs chapter 8, starting with verse 1, it says, Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entering of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth, this is wisdom, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. So how does wisdom cry in the streets? What does she say? Well, what does she say here in this place? She's saying that she speaks, and her words are excellent. They're not perverse. They're not froward. They're plain, and people can understand them. And she's saying, receive my instruction, and even seek my instruction more than silver and gold and rubies and all these things that it talks about here. So that's what she's saying. She wants the simple ones. She wants the fools. She wants the scorners to listen, to turn. She doesn't want them to go the way of the fool and go the way of destruction. She wants them to be wise and go the way of everlasting life. That's what she's saying. That's her words. But why does she say that? Or how does she say that? I should say. How does she say that? Well, I can think of a lot of different examples, and I'll just give you a couple. Maybe in the chief place of concourse, in the marketplace or something like that, maybe there's a couple drunks there and they're fighting, and one drunk hits the other drunk in the teeth and knocks his teeth out. And that's wisdom crying in the streets. We can see the foolishness of that kind of behavior, and we can say wisdom says, oh, if they would just not walk in that way, if they would just not do those kind of things and get angry and fight and that. Maybe another example could be of the judge sitting there at the entering of the gates there, at the chief place or at the opening of the doors. The judge is sitting there, and he's judging a matter, and he finds this person guilty, and he has to be stoned to death, or she has to be stoned to death because of her sin, because of her wickedness, or because of his wickedness. And so they take him out of the city and stone him to death. Well, that's wisdom crying in the street. Oh, don't do, it's telling everybody around, don't do those kind of things. Don't do those wicked things like that, where you're going to be stoned to death too if you do that. That's wisdom speaking in a loud voice, trying to get other people to not go that way and not do those kind of things. And I could think of a lot of different examples. A cross on the side of the road in our country, sitting there, a cross sitting there. Well, what does that mean? What is that cross stuck in the ground for by the side of the road? What is that saying there? Well, it says that somebody had an accident there and somebody died there. That's a place where they died. And so they put this memorial up there. They put a cross and maybe some flowers and some different things. And that's wisdom crying in the streets. And not all the time accidents can be avoided. But certainly a lot of times accidents on the streets can be avoided. And, you know, people drive too fast when the weather conditions aren't proper. You know, maybe it's raining real hard and they don't slow down. They just keep going and they crash into someone and somebody dies there. Or maybe some young man is on his motorcycle and he's going excessive speeds and you know, doing different stupid things and he dies there in that place. And it could be a lot of different things. That's wisdom crying in the streets. It's telling other young men that, hey, if you get wild on your motorcycle, you could end up in the same place. It's wisdom crying in the streets. And what she's saying is, don't go that way. Don't do those things. And so anyway, that's how wisdom cries in the streets. And that's what she's saying. Those are the things I wanted to look at today. How does wisdom cry in the streets, and what does she say? So I think I will close with that, and tomorrow we're going to look at another part of wisdom. What we're going to look at, we looked at how does she cry and what does she say. We're going to look at the reason why she cries in the streets. And so we'll look at that tomorrow, Lord willing. Lord, bless you. Thanks for calling in.